The world, with all its resources, is incapable of providing humanity with the light to guide it on its path, said Pope Benedict Friday, marking the Feast of the Epiphany of Our Lord with pilgrims present in St. Peter's Square for the midday Angelus.
Today we celebrate the Epiphany in which the Lord is made known to the nations. Let us give thanks for the gift of faith and support the worldwide mission of the Church by bearing generous witness in word and deed.
And to help the Church in this mission,
con grande gioia annuncio che il prossimo 18 febbraio terrò un consistorio nel quale nominerò 22 nuovi membri del Collegio Cardinalizio.
To his own joy and the joy of the thousands gathered in the square below, the Holy Father announced a consistory for February 18th next, during which he will create 22 new cardinals. 18 of them will be cardinal electors, which means under the age of 80 and eligible to vote in conclave.
Ecco i nomi dei nuovi porporati.
10 of the prelates to be elevated to the College of Cardinals are drawn from the Curia. Most notably and first on the list, Archbishop Fernando Filoni, prefect of the Congregation for the Evangelization of Peoples.
Monsieur Edwin Frederick O'Brien.
And U.S. native Archbishop Edwin O'Brien, Pro Grand Master of the Equestrian Order of the Holy Sepulchre of Jerusalem. 8 of the cardinals-elect are resident bishops. Of note, the names of 2 North Americans.
Monsieur Thomas Christopher Collins, Archivescovo di Toronto in Canada. Monsieur Timothy Michael Dolan, Archivescovo di New York negli Stati Uniti d'America.
The Holy Father also named 2 resident bishops from the great continent of Asia, His Beatitude George Alancherry, Major Archbishop of the Syro-Malabar Church in India, and John Tong Hong of Hong Kong, China.
Ho deciso inoltre di elevare alla dignità cardinalizia.
Pope Benedict also announced that 1 bishop and 4 priests who have distinguished themselves in their commitment to the Church will be made cardinals in the February consistory, although they will not be eligible to vote in conclave, having passed the age limit of 80 years. Among these, Jesuit Father Karl Becker, Professor Emeritus of Dogmatic Theology of the Pontifical Gregorian University.
I nuovi cardinali provengono da varie parti del mondo, come avete sentito.
The Pope concluded by inviting all faithful present in the square and those around the world to pray for these men. Of the 22 cardinals, 16 are from Europe with 7 Italians, 4 from the Americas, 2 from Asia. There are currently 214 members of the College of Cardinals, 125 of whom are eligible to vote in a papal election. I'm Eimear McCarthy.